You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Once again, my family, we have the chance to grow in virtue, in wisdom, in knowledge, in holiness, and grow as one family, one body in Christ. Let's do this. Let's take a look at the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 25 through 28. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 25, verses 4 through 9. Our second reading, again, from Philippians chapter 2, verses 20 through 25. And our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 32. I love when Jesus gets in Pharisees' faces. I love when he gets in the chief priest's faces. I love how calm he is. I always kind of picture it. It's like he's kind of walking into the streets and it's like this Western, you know, it's the, and here comes Jesus, you know, walking down the street. It's high noon. And all the bad guys, all the chief priests and Pharisees are coming out into the street to engage him, not in a gunfight, but in a battle of wits. And I just, every time I see, like this week's gospel, Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, and I just, that's how I hear it. I had the movie guy voice in my head. I see a tumbleweed come across the streets of Jerusalem, which would not have happened. But I love the scene, and I love the stage, and I love when they try to engage him, they try to trip him up, and they're getting so heated and worked up, and Jesus is all the time just so chill, so calm. He's the complete master Jedi. Nothing is going to upend Jesus. And this is such a great gospel. It's short, but it's power-packed because he's been talking about John the Baptist and they've been rejecting him. And he poses this question to them. He says to the chief priests and the elders, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons." Now, this is not the prodigal son, so keep listening. "He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave him the same order. The second son said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but then did not go. Then he says, 'Which of the two did the father's will?' And they answered, 'The first.'" Now, let's stop right there. You see, in this picture of the two sons, you have the first one who says, "I'm not going to do it." He's defiant, but then he decides to go and be obedient. The second one, it's really interesting. He even addresses his father, you know, with respect. "Yes, sir." You know, I mean, this dramatic respect. "Yes, I'll do it." And he says he's going to do one thing, but then in the long run, he doesn't do it. And this almost harkens us, Matthew 21 here, it almost reminds us earlier in Matthew in chapter 7, he says, "Not everybody that calls to me, 'Lord, Lord,' is going to end up in heaven." Just because you know the right word, the right salutation, the right title, doesn't mean we're in right relationship. And this is the same kind of thing. Just because you call your father, "Sir," doesn't mean you respect him, because your disobedience shows disrespect. And you have to understand, in the Mediterranean culture, in the time of Jesus, defiance, disrespect, disobedience is one of the worst things you can do, one of the worst things that a child can be accused of. It's just absolutely terrible. So as he posed this question and says, he said, "Which one did the father's will?" They say the first one. He says, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you." Now you have to remember, tax collectors and prostitutes are the very, very, very bottom of society's rung. They are so hated, despised. People just literally turn their noses up at them, especially the chief priests and elders. They look at themselves as far above tax collectors or prostitutes. And here he is looking them right in the eyes in this showdown in the streets. And he says, "And I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are going to end up in heaven before you." And you say, why did Jesus say that? Because even if they initially rebelled, the point he's trying to make is when they heard the message of John the Baptist, they changed. Like, just like the first son in the story, just because he initially rebelled, he ended up changing for the right reason, out of love for the father, out of respect for the father, out of understanding who he is and who he's not, the son changed. But he's looking at the Pharisees, he's looking at the chief priests and the elders, and he's saying, but you're like the second son. You're the ones that you have all the right titles and you say the right things, but you didn't change. You saw, he says, even when you saw that, you did not change your minds and believe. That your rebellion was not the initial kind of rebellion. It's a rebellion of truth. It's a rebellion against God. And it's a denying that you're going to change the way you live. And the way that we live in pursuit of God is called virtue. The word virtue comes from the root word of man. And this is how a man and a woman becomes who they are designed to be. Blessed John Paul II said, "Become who you are." This is scriptural. That means who you are designed to be. Don't just be who you think you're supposed to be. Don't just be who you want to be. Don't just be what the world says to be. Become who you are. You are made in the image and the likeness of God. In this first reading, we hear, thus says the Lord, the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it my way that's unfair, or rather are your ways not unfair? Okay, the Lord basically says, you're saying I'm not fair? Is it me that's not fair or you? He says, when someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, is it because of the iniquity that he must die? But if he turns from wickedness that he's committed and does what's right and just to preserve his life, what God is saying is, listen, if someone dies because they're living the wrong way, is it my fault they died? Virtue is an opportunity to become like God. Virtue is grace put into action. And we've talked a lot about the virtues before on the podcast, the cardinal virtues, the temporal virtues. If you don't know the virtues, the cardinal and theological, if you don't know them, go back and read them, study them, learn them. They are so important. And these are the building blocks of grace. This is how we become, in a practical way, Monday through Friday, holier people. And this is what St. Paul is talking to the Philippians. He's so practical here. He's talking about live in the same mind, live in the same love. Don't be selfish. Don't do things out of vain glory. Don't think that you're more important than you are. Don't look out for your own interests. Have the same attitude. Be humble because Christ is humble and we're made in him, in his image and likeness. And he emptied himself and took on flesh. This is so beautiful, these readings this week, because they look us right in the eye and say, you are good. You are good. You are designed to be good, but you can get even better. So the question that Christ poses to us this week is, which child are you? Are you the one that initially rebelled but made changes? Or are you the one that says all the right things and does all the right things on the outside, but doesn't really follow all the way through, where it's still about you? This week is another great opportunity for us to die to ourselves, for us to go forward and say, I'm not perfect. I have a long way to go. And by the power of God's grace, by God's help and his strength, his life, his grace, I will embrace a life of virtue and I will become the man or the woman that I'm designed to be, a man or woman designed in the very image of Jesus Christ. Good luck. It's a fun journey. God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.